Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want the good news or the bad news when it comes to the stock market report, Crowder?
Good news.
All right. Dow Jones was up 211 points today.
There we go, Dow. My man, Dow.
Unfortunately, the NASDAQ was down 319 points.
Mm.
So if you're into the tech-heavy stocks like I am, been a very rough run on the NASDAQ lately. S&P 500 down 44 points. That's your stock market report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. How about a little cat talk here?
Do something positive after what you just told me. All right.
Yeah. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So Lana mentioned it earlier, but I will give you the schedule here for round one. Once again, your Panthers begin on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Lightning, game one, 12:30 at the Amerant Bank Arena. Game two is Tuesday night. That is a 7:30 puck drop. Crowder and I will do the show live before the game there at the Amerant Bank Arena. But game two is Tuesday night, 7:30 puck drop. Then they'll hit the road for two games. Game three is Thursday in Tampa. That's a 7 p.m. puck drop. And game four will be Saturday, a week from tomorrow, 5 p.m. in Tampa. Now, if there are more than four games needed, game five will be back here in Sunrise. That'll be on Monday, April 29th. Game six would be in Tampa that Wednesday. And if there is a game seven, and Hashem, let us hope there is not. But if there is a game seven, it will be Saturday, May 4th at the Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, who's now in game mode. He's done with the silliness. He doesn't want to revisit Suge Knight, Cleland, or any of the nonsense in the last segment. He is locked in for preheat, which begins at 5:45. He wants to leave already. It's only 4:08, but he wants to leave now to get to the Kaseya Center.
Is that tie a clip on?
But we will not let him leave. We will delay his departure. You know what? Speaking of departure, he looks a little bit like a pilot. Like a pilot, doesn't he?
He does look like a pilot.
That's a very pilot style uniform.
A Jehovah Witness pilot.
I'm just wearing a button down and a tie.
What'd you think? We were going to let it go? I mean, I'm just wearing a quarter zip. I haven't heard the end of this for a year.
L.L. Bean.
Love L.L. Bean.
We know.
Every single Instagram ad I get is a quarter zip. I can't begin to tell you how many companies make quarter zips for middle 50-year-old men. Everyone. I am on every quarter zip mailing list that exists.
What's that, Solana? Nordstrom's?
This is actually Nordstrom Rack. The button
down. I can
tell.
Yeah. Because your collar's tight. Look, it's short. You don't have the longest short.
Nordstrom Rack is very reliable. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Nordstrom
there.
Rack is a good store. I mean, Nordstrom obviously is the preferred store, but if you want to slum it a little bit and get the seconds and the
that they can't sell at Nordstrom's.
And then you go to Nordstrom Rack.
Get that paper thin shirt. I can see your skin.
Listen, I'm sure Jack shops at Nordstrom. I'm just the pre halftime and post game guy. I'll settle for Nordstrom Rack, okay?
That's fair. Where does Tommy Tighe shop, though? That's the real question. And when's the last time he shopped?
74.
Don't do my guy Tommy like that. I won't allow it. I won't allow it today. I won't allow it today.
Salami, we can see your skin through a button up.
That's how these young kids wear their shirts.
No, it's just cheap.
No, that's not a cheap shirt. That's $180 at Nordstrom. I'm going to say it was $44 at Nordstrom Rack.
Hawk happens to be right. This was $49.99 at Nordstrom Rack. This isn't a cheap brand either. This is like
you paid $50 for the see-through shirt.
It's not. First of all,
didn't you say it was Christian Dior?
No, my tie is just Dior. Yeah, look at that. Oof.
No, you got that. You got that walking down South Beach from the guy that sells the purses.
You'd be surprised what you can find at Goodwill.
What do you think Ira is wearing tonight?
Ira?
Does he wear a jacket?
Yeah. Ira always wears like
sport coat.
Nice like slim jeans.
Does he wear jeans? Really?
Nice jeans though. Not just
that surprises me though. I would picture him as like, I old school, like you gotta wear a pair of slacks.
Every
so
now and then
jeans and sport coat.
Every now and then he'll rock a pair of slacks, but he's not wearing like a matching suit. Usually he's got a button up. Very rarely will Ira wear a tie. He'll leave that top button up open, and he'll wear a sport coat on top, and either slacks, usually a pair of jeans. Ira dresses well, man. He really does.
Yeah, he's fit, man. Yeah, he is fit. He watches what he eats. He's fit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Excellent tennis player too. Excellent tennis player.
Because he can beat you.
All right. Enough messing around. All right. It's a burn the boats kind of night. Let's go.
Jimmy, where do you get your button downs and your nice clothes?
I would say JCPenney.
JCPenney. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Checks out.
I'm with
big
that.
Time. Mm-hmm.
Checks out.
That's called church clothes, right?
Church clothes. Church clothes.
Yeah. Church clothes.
Can we get, because Lori and I are going to come to Delaware Chicken Farm tomorrow for the Crowder Powder event. Can we get our Passover brisket there? Because Passover's Monday night.
Yes.
Okay.
You can get brisket. Yeah. You know, they got the holiday stuff, the Jewish holidays, the Christmases, the Christian, all that stuff. Delaware.
You can get our Christmas turkey there tomorrow?
You can get it tomorrow. You might want to freeze it.
Well, we're just going to focus on Passover tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But everything, man.
They have good brisket, right? Yeah, we're going to get it.
Yes. There. And Delaware has the brisket. Crowder Powder is kosher. Come on now. Come on, Jack.
You know we are seasoning our brisket with Crowder Powder. Ain't no doubt.
Sir. You smoke it?
The brisket?
Yeah.
No, I'll probably eat it in a sandwich.
She cooks it in the oven. Okay, yeah. Well, it'll always be delicious. I can teach you how to smoke if you need me to.
Well, what would I smoke it on? My bed? Like I don't have anything to smoke it at. No, you know I don't have a grill. I don't like fire.
But it's not even fire. It's just the coals. You get the coals. You get your get you some wood chips.
You gotta light the coals.
Yeah, and then they crank up, pour some wood on top, and then the smoke cranks up, and it gets that red ring, the smoke flavor. Oh my goodness! Oh, no.
You need a grill, right? Like every man needs a grill, I believe.
Kind of feel that way, Hawk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's exactly. I mean, I'm pretty clear about this since you've known me.
You don't grill.
I'm not a man. I don't buy into that. I can't be who I'm not. When we bought our house, our first house, I thought that I'll buy a grill and be a guy. And we went to Home Depot and we bought a grill. And I was terrified every time I turned that little propane tank on. Terrified that it was just going to explode. And I grilled two hot dogs in the first week we were there. We lived there like 10 years. It was the last time it was used. And then when we moved to the new house, I never took it with. But now we're in apartments. I can't have a grill. So I'm off the hook.
You can go down to the beach. Go down to the park. They have the little grills out there. Get you some charcoal.
That's all dirty. That's dirty. Nobody cleans those up. Those are filled with those. You know how you get the brush? You get the little bristles from the brush. It kills you. You ever see those on Mystery Diagnosis?
Yeah.
Huh. You got a strong 50 left. You're not going to grill for the next 50 years?
I'm thinking maybe the new place we've got. Two balconies. I'm thinking maybe one of the balconies I'd do one of these electric George Foreman grills. What do you think about that? I can't do anything else. You're not allowed.
A George Foreman? Why? Put it in the kitchen. You're going to put a George Foreman grill on the balcony?
They make outdoor electric grills for balconies specifically. You get your balcony skillet. Flooring.
You're going to have a little skillet?
A little skillet. Or maybe I'll just put an air fryer outside. Do you tend to an air fryer? I don't have an air fryer. Do you tend to it like it was a grill? Like
you push
on the grilled cheese sandwich and see how it's cooking?
You push on it. Like you just set the time and then let it go.
Well, no, not exactly. Because if you're cooking a piece of meat, for example, you got to flip that bad boy, whether it's on a grill, whether it's on the air fryer.
You cook meat on an air fryer?
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's not the preferred method to you know, prepare a nice little T-bone, but you can.
Mm. Or a griddle.
Or a griddle. Mm. Thank you, Jimmy.
Good call.
Did we start headlines? I forget what we're doing.
I have no idea.
All right.
Jimmy, do you own an iron?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you grill, Jimmy? Like, do you know how to, like, will you be the grill master at your house at times?
No, I'm banned from the grill.
You're banned from the grill? What happened?
You know, burn up some meat.
Exactly.
They just know you're a troublemaker?
Jim, you got to tell your dad, I'm grilling today, okay? Put your hoof down.
Well, don't even tell him. Just when they come home, you've grilled up some burgers, steaks.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right.
All right. Let us know how that goes.
You're going to get a spanking.
You won't see me Monday.
Jimmy, you got to put your hoof down, Jimmy.
Somebody says, Hawk, get the Ninja Electric Grill. You will love it. Let me take a look at this.
The who?
It's such a good joke, too, and I can't do it.
These ninjas be cooking.
Hey. Come on.
I just went to the wood site, and the first thing it says is ninjas taking it outdoors.
Oh, boy. You want good food, you got to eat with the ninjas. Oh, boy.
Whew. Crowder, are you, you're going to be grilling tomorrow? That's the plan at Delaware?
Yes. Hmm. Well, actually, they have – man, bro, their kitchen is off the chain. So when we were planning tomorrow from 11 to 3, we got the Crowder launch party at Delaware. So I was like, hey, do I need to bring a grill? And Linda was like, you want to check the kitchen out? The kitchen is stupid. I'm like, bro, I could cook back here, but then it's not there. So I probably would just cook it in the kitchen and bring it out to everybody outside, because the kitchen at Delaware is off the damn chain. Mm-hmm. It's like the commercial stuff, fryers.
Commercial kitchen.
Yeah, bro, it is Delaware's kitchen. I've been going there over 20 years, and I've never went in the kitchen until we planned a lunch party. And when I went back there, I was like, damn, this is beautiful. They were like, yeah, you know, we do okay. Yeah, Delaware's not struggling. I'll tell everybody that. Delaware does well in life, and their kitchen is amazing.
Well, Ira texts me, you might be the world's worst promoter. You've been selling us propane for years, and you're afraid to use it. I would say, Ira, that I'm the world's best promoter.
Scared of propane, huh?
I don't like anything about fire. Gas, fire.
Did you set your? Have you been on fire?
No, but I'm going to try to avoid it.
Ira, a grown man, scared to light some coals up. Ira's a man too.
Yeah.
Oh, Ira's a man.
Yeah, for sure. Crowder, have you given any thought to the fact that tomorrow you'll be preparing food for a lot of people, and you have a tooth that may or may not come out at any time?
Wow. Is that do you have to wrap that in something, the way they put on a hair net, you know, to prevent hair from falling in people's food? Do you have to wrap your tooth in something in case it shoots out again?
If you get a chicken wing with a tooth in it, please don't throw it out.
Is that a prize? Like, that's a prize if you get the... That's like the golden ticket for the Wonka.
It's like the
factory,
little,
like
the little baby in that New Orleans cake. If your chicken wing has a tooth on it, you won. Bring it back. I'll pop it back in, and we'll figure out something.
All right, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I mean, I literally lobbed you up a question about tomorrow's event just to get to that joke, and you gave us 8 minutes on Delaware Chicken Farm's kitchen, which none of us doubted was a beautiful kitchen. But thank you.
11 to 3 tomorrow, Crowder Powder launch party. Come on out, hang with us. I'll be cooking.
Very exciting.
Heat versus Bulls tonight will be at 7 p.m. Alex Caruso is listed as questionable, but he said earlier today at Shootaround that he expects to play.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a done deal that he wasn't going to play.
Yeah. I'm surprised by that news as well. I don't know if this is one of these situations where he's like, yeah, I'm going. I'm going no matter what. And the team
like
doctors.
Duncan on Wednesday night.
Right. And the team doctors are going to be like, not so fast, Alex. But anyways, tonight, 7 p.m., Heat Nation. Don't show up at halftime, all right? I know it's a 7 o'clock start. That's tough.
This can be a rough start. I'm sorry to break your salon. It's going to be a little porous at the beginning.
I get it.
7 o'clock on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
It is.
I'll still be in Hyde.
Yeah, because that's where you literally buy tickets to sit inside the stadium at the club.
We're going
to
be off the air a little bit early tonight. 5:45 is when preheat starts. Solana's going to leave after these headlines. He will head over to the Kaseya Center. He will get you ready with Tommy Tighe and then Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call tonight. Your only local broadcast is on 560 WQAM. Otherwise, you got to watch it on ESPN. Ryan Rucco.
The Marlins are headed to the bottom of the eighth at Wrigley Field versus the Cubbies. They're down 8-1.
Get them bats going.
Brian De La Cruz with a home run.
Inter Miami, they host Nashville tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Finally, guys, you see this? Tim Hortons, very famous coffee chain. We all love it. They accidentally sent an email to thousands of customers advising them that they had won a $40,000 fishing boat.
What?
Yeah. So now, bunch of angry Canadians are demanding the boats. They're threatening lawsuits, class action lawsuits. People north of the border, very upset with Tim Hortons about this.
Should be.
Quite a blunder.
$40,000 fishing boat.
A $40,000 fishing boat.
I'm guessing one person was supposed to win it, not everybody on their mailing list.
Yeah, perhaps, you know, one person, was the person selected to win the prize, and they accidentally, they pulled a Michael Scott and sent all.
Excellent. What?
Your weather. It's sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. At 866-954. More gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
Somebody texts in, I've been driving for 1 hour so far from Boca to the Heat game. I am still in Broward. F this 7 p.m. start.
Man.
It was funny. My brother, who lives in Chicago, had texted me after the Bulls and the Heat were going to match up. He's like, hey, are you going to the game? Should I fly in? And I said, not from Boca on a Friday for a 7 p.m. tip. I'm not. I wouldn't be able to leave on time.
Oh, no. That 95? Bro, on a Friday? It'll take you, what, probably 2.5-3 hours to get to Kaseya Center right now. Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly what you guys are keeping me from doing right now.
So how long do you think it's going to take you to get there? It's 4:27 right now. How long do you think it's going to take you to get there?
I just weighed it.
How long does it normally take you to get there?
I normally leave like 5:15. It takes me about 25 minutes just to get there and park. Then I have to walk inside, say hi to Ira. Normally he'll ignore me. And then we get there in time for the Coach Spo pregame presser. According to Waze, 24 minutes right now to the Kaseya Center.
Oh, so you're still good.
Yeah.
And you have to stop at all those front doors and give them pamphlets too?
Okay.
Which neighborhoods are you stopping? Are you stopping at to meet your quota?
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Just teasing. You look good, Solana. You look like a Jehovah's hostile witness.
You ride that little raggedy bike around.
You want to bring up raggedy? We'll talk about your tooth.
All right. Have a good, safe trip down to the Kaseya Center. Solana, brother Solana. And have a good broadcast tonight.
I'll let you, brother Solana.
I'm going to give you 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. We'll look at the lines for tonight's game, brother Solana. Please, if someone's listening and you're at the Kaseya Center tonight and you see Solana, please call him brother Solana.
It's Solana.
All right, we'll do 15 minutes in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
15 Minutes of Heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. So there is, you know, what you've been talking about with Tyler, and Tyler needs to have a game tonight. There's a question written to Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel, the Ask Ira column, sunsentinel.com, Sun Sentinel app. Ira, Tyler Hero showed me so much Wednesday night. Hero was basically unstoppable. His shot wasn't falling, but the Sixers could not stop him from getting off very makeable shots. On top of that, he had 9 assists. This offseason, I do not want to hear any nonsense about trading him. And we had that conversation yesterday where every offseason it always seems, because I said, yeah, if they don't win tonight, or if they get, you know, swept by Boston, if they do win tonight, you know, there'll be a lot of conversation about how can you continue with the same core, the three of Bam, Jimmy, and Tyler. And Tyler always seems like the one who's about to go, but I don't buy into that because I think Tyler is a great shot creator. And by the way, Wednesday, that emailer points out, he was getting his shots off. What we talked about, he was inefficient, but that's just because they weren't falling. Like, they were good looks. This is what Ira writes. Well, if there was ever a need for Tyler time, this certainly appears to be it. And to his credit, Tyler Hero did keep the Heat afloat in the fourth quarter on Wednesday night in Philadelphia. When the Heat traded for Terry Rozier, it almost seemed as if there was an organizational doubt about Tyler as the team's go-to shot creator. Now, the canvas is his amid the injury uncertainty elsewhere on the roster. Kobe White had his night in the Bulls' victory over the Hawks in the other play-in game. Now, the Heat need Tyler Hero to have his play-in breakthrough. It could very well stand as Hero or bust on Friday night. You've been saying that since the game on Wednesday.
This has to be Tyler. I thought he had to be Tyler on Wednesday, and he scored 25, but he was 7 for 29 or whatever. It was crazy, you know, inefficient. But the one thing you brought up is that every single offseason, Tyler is in trade talks. It's because he is talented. Like, nobody wants to trade for it. Like, you're not in trade talks if other teams don't covet your ability. So,
well, no one's ever been able to pull the trigger on him, though, because I'm not necessarily certain he was as coveted as we thought he should have been.
Yes.
And which so I actually think works out to our benefit, because I don't, like, I love him as part of the core.
And that's the thing. So the reason why it's that question mark about him, but everyone knows he's talented. Everybody sees that he can create his own shot. It's what I talk about that we struggle with, is the guy that says, give me the damn ball and get out the way. That's the players I like. I like ISO Joe Johnson. I love Lou Williams. I like Jamal Crawford. I like those guys. LeBron does it. Jordan does it. We know, and I'm not saying Jordan, LeBron, and Jamal Crawford the same player, but you know what I'm saying. The guy that says, hey, I don't need a pick and roll 18 times. Get me a one-on-one, and I'm going to get a good shot off. But this is Tyler's moment now to be the dude. Jimmy's not there. We're not having – like, Caleb's not going to shoot the ball 28 times. This is Tyler's moment to be the guy. He's healthy. He went through his injury with his knees and his ankles and his wrist and his hand last year. Now, I hope that Spo and Riley and the organization is telling Tyler, go out there and be the guy. Take this over. Take this team over. Take over the entire first unit and be that guy. You and Bam can run the pick and rolls. You and Bam can do that. But if it's not, if it's 8 seconds left on the shot clock, give the ball to Tyler, and everybody else goes, get the hell out the way and let him create his own shot. And he can really prove something to me and prove something to the league. Honestly, Hawk, to your point, was he coveted that much? Prove something to the league that he is an elite scorer. It is now. It's Tyler's time.
That's got such a BS push notification from Yahoo Sports. Justin Pippen to UM. The four-star guard and son of NBA legend Scottie Pippen announces he will join the Wolverines next season.
UM.
That's not fair to call Michigan UM when you're pushing it out to South Florida.
If you type in, if it's happened to me before, I'll type in UM football depth chart and it gives me Michigan.
A lot of times if I Google like Panthers schedule, I get the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
It's never the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
That was a bait and switch, Yahoo Sports. Anyway, here's the
we're just old.
Here's the props for some of the props for tonight's game. The Heat, by the way, still 1.5-point favorites over the Bulls tonight. Over under is 206.5. Tell you what, that's a fairly low over under. Remember, Lee Sterling gave us the scores of the four Bulls Heat games this season, and I think all of them were over 206.5.
The first playing game was 207, and it ended at 209. Because remember, I wanted to play the over. I'm like 207. And y'all talked me off the ledge, and it ended at 209. So the Heat don't play 125, 128 type games.
Tyler Hero tonight, 24.5 is the over-under. Are you putting your money where your mouth is?
It's in. I already bet on Tyler over.
Tyler Hero's 24.5.
Yeah, he has to score 25. If he doesn't score 25, the Heat don't get to 90. He has to
Bam
score 25.
Is 20.5. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 13.5.
I'm thinking about Jaime over.
I like that. Lee Sterling kind of talked me into that. It makes sense. He's going to get a lot of minutes. Caleb Martin, 11.5. Nikola Jovic, 7.5. Haywood Highsmith, 6.5. Kevin Love, 5.5. For the Bulls, DeMar DeRozan, 26.5.
Whew.
He could do that in a quarter.
Yeah.
Kobe White, 20.5. Nikola Vucevic, 16.5. Ayo Dosunmu, you love him, 14.5.
What'd you say?
Alex Caruso, 8.5. Surprising. Javante Green, 6.5. Andre Drummond, 4.5. Tell you what, Andre Drummond over. Just based on what Nicholas Batum did, like if you go by trends, you go, you know what? Old guys that you would not expect to put up a lot of points.
Yeah.
Andre Drummond over 4.5. I mean, that might make a little bit of sense.
And what Kobe White's at what?
20.5.
Just thinking about it, because our guards aren't defensive threats.
Powerhouses.
Our guards this game aren't locked down defenders, so Kobe getting over 20 seems legit.
That's not a bad one. I had the parlay. We talked on Wednesday, so we parlayed. I parlayed Kyle Lowry over, and he went over, but I had it with Jimmy Butler over 24.5, but after he got injured, he was toast. But I don't mind. How about this to do a – because Lowry's an old guy, too. Old guy, young guy, parlay over. How about Andre Drummond, Jaime Jaquez Jr. overs parlay? I kind of like that.
A father and son parlay.
Father-son parlay.
They got to be 20 years difference in age.
Yeah, how old is Andre Drummond? Got to be.
He's 30.
37, maybe? 33, 35. Let's see here. Andre Drummond.
30.
30?
I told you, surprisingly young.
He's 30.
He's a puppy.
Did he get in the league when he was 16?
Why did I think he was? Marlins just lost, by the way. 8-3 is the final. Marlins lost. Why did I think Andre Drummond was 37 years old?
Because he's been on 9 teams, and
looks
we like, talked
looks
about
37,
him.
Too.
He looks like old man Winter.
That's wild.
He's only 30? That's crazy.
Mackerel.
Yeah. You know, the big dudes, they age different.
Good for him, man.
Yeah. Like George Mira's son.
Woo. Yeah, he aged.
He aged fast. Yao Ming aged fast, too.
You ever see pictures of Yao with other big guys? Like, it's crazy how small he makes big guys look.
Him, there's a picture of him next to Shaq.
Yeah, you can't. It's almost like your brain can't comprehend what you're seeing because you're always seeing Shaq so big.
And he's 5 inches taller than Shaq or something like that. Crazy. Like, it's wild, yeah.
All right, let's take a break because the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up, and we'll have an abbreviated 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour because preheat will start at 5:45 tonight.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!